10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Jew Join the Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Jew, welcome, to the Jew, welcome, join, to the Jew join the Show. 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 Join the Show.
Doing in this industry, yeah. For us, it's never the king, cause if we don't, we'll fall for anything. For our lights shine, those who see God lead the blind. For a gospel show mixed with hip hop soul, and now you know that it's time.
Father, you join the show.
Oh, yeah.
Father, you join the show. Father, you join the show.
Oh, yeah.
Father, you join the show.
What's up, good people? It's the happiest man in radio, God, baby boy, Jew Joyner. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Jew Joyner Show on today. I'm telling you, we're going to have a fantastic time. We have an exclusive interview coming up with Pastor Marvin Sapp. That's right, Pastor Marvin Sapp is going to join us today on the Jew Joyner Show, and we're looking forward to that. Also, you do not want to miss the headliner featuring Pastor John P. Key. Keep it locked, because he's really going to bring it. And you know, we got to take it back. That's right, you do not want to miss our oldie but goodie. Let's kick the Jew Joyner Show off right now. Here's Forever Jones. He wants it all. Call a neighbor, call a friend, call everybody, and let them know that the happiest man in radio, hey, he's right on your radio. It's the Jew Joyner Show.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today, he wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your all.
give it all. There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all.
K-C-S, hey! Yes, Rickaroo Records. The Moms, where you at? Verse one, here we go, hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV, oh, about a robbery killing story.
Oh, we need to be prayed up. Oh, we need to be prayed up.
Trusting that you're having a great time. Tune again to the Jew Joiner Show. Check this out. You can always hit me up. The Jew Joiner Show
at AOL.com. You can email me right there. You can follow me on Twitter at Jew Joyner. And you can also get at me on Facebook, Jew Joyner. Just search for Jew Joyner, J-U-J-O-Y-N-E-R, and you will be able to connect with me. Also, we have a hotline number, 413-200-TJJS. That's right, 413-200-TJJS. That is 8557. You can always leave me a comment, leave me a message, or whatever you want to do. That's the hotline number for the Jew Joyner Show. Here's James Fortune, Zacardi Cortez, and Sean McLemore. The song is called I Believe. It's the Jew Joyner Show.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, then God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Hey.
Gonna get better.
To the single parents.
Go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Oh,
yes. Hey, go on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
Hey, you can't handle it.
You can't.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe that you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe. Ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
I feel a praise coming on. Jew Joyner's playing some gospel.
Jew Joyner. best in the past on the Jew Joyner Show.
Last and only for a while, but when the
To take you back on that one. That was the Winans featuring Anita Baker. Ain't no need to worry. You are in tune to the Jew Joyner Show, and I had the opportunity to talk to Pastor Marvin Sapp. We had a great conversation. We want to share that right now with you on the Jew Joyner Show. Please keep Pastor Sapp and his family in your prayers with the recent passing of his wife, Melinda. They need our support, and let's go ahead and provide that for them. Here it is, the exclusive interview, the big deal interview with Jew Joyner and Marvin Sapp on the Jew Joyner Show.
Well, team, you are in tune to the Jew Joyner Show, and I'm telling you the truth. We have the truth on the phone right now. I'm talking about the one and only Marvin Sapp is with us, and we want to say hello to you, Doc.
What up, Jew? What up?
How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm great. Things are well, busy, but no complaints.
Well, no, we've had Never Gonna Make It, and we're still riding that. Man, but The Best in Me has come into fruition, and it is wrecking places. It is, I mean, Steve Harvey was boo-hooing on the BET gospel show, and it's that kind of impact of a song. So the CD is called Here I Am. Every song on the CD is just fantastic, all 12 cuts. And the thing about it that I love about it is that you are one of the sought-out, most anticipated individuals to come out and drop a CD. And, you know, we could talk about your label mates. We could talk about many other people. But when Marvin Sapp now drops a CD, you know that you're going to get something. You know you're going to receive something. You know you're going to receive a blessing. So how did that feel? How does that feel, you know, for someone to say that? And how does it feel sought out, you know, in such a manner?
Well, you know what? I think it's all about how you approach it, you know. I approach it like, what would I like to listen to? And, you know, what encourages me? And I think that's the key thing, you know, just trying to make sure that we give, you know, our ministry base, you know, music that elevates their conscience and encourages them and, you know, keep it Jesus, but make sure you make it funky at the same time. So, you know, we're just trying to, you know, deliver a message in our music, you know, not just something that may cause you to move or to clap, but something that will cause you to think and also will encourage and keep you lifted at the same time.
Now, that's fantastic. Now, The Best in Me, where did that inspiration for that song come from? Was it something that you were going through and it just came out like that? Because I know the story about Never Would Have Made It, how that came about, but how did The Best in Me come about?
It was during a men's conference at my church about 2.5-3 years ago. And a preacher stood up and preached a message, life-changing message, unbelievable message. He talked about David and how his father, Jesse, when Samuel came to anoint a new king over Israel after the disapproval of Saul by God, how Jesse left David out in the field and brought his other seven brothers in. And left David out in the midst of the field. The other seven had to be consecrated. They had to go through the process of being prepared because Jesse assumed that one of those seven boys was going to be king. And none of them were appointed king because of the simple fact that man looks at the outward appearance and God looks at the heart. And it was mind-blowing to me that Jesse couldn't see the potential of a king in David. And that's the reason why David wasn't calling in, because he didn't see his potential. He didn't see who he was. And sometimes, you know, in our families or in our communities or people that we're around, they don't see the potential that you possess as an individual. They just see, you know, what they want to see. But even though Jesse couldn't see it, God saw it. And that's where he saw the best of me came from.
Wow.
You know, don't worry about what people see. Just know that God sees it because he put it in there.
Wow. That is something. Because when I first heard it, I said, oh, here's another hit. And after the recording was done, which was fantastic the way you did it, and you allow people to view, you know,
yeah,
the concert.
Do it
right
on the net. Yeah. Something different.
That was great. That was great. But when, you know, I read the Bell Report, when I heard from different people who were tweeting that night, when you got to that song, it just, they knew that it was going to be that song that was a blessing. But I love The Best in Me, but like we were talking off the, you know, off the record, he has his hands on you. That song. Literally had me crying. And, you know, because you go through certain situations, and just to
Absolutely.
Know, and just to know that someone orchestrates a song and you feel like that it's catered to you, because it becomes personal. And that, it is that song for me. And then to go through Don't Count Me Out, all of that, those songs have so much meaning to individuals who are in a certain situation, and it brings those tears out, and it'll let you know that, hey, everything's going to be all right. You may be going through this right now, but there's a greater gift and a greater blessing that I have for you. So I'm excited about this entire project. Do you feel like this project is not better, but more seasoned than your last?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I feel like it's more seasoned. I do feel like, from a production standpoint, from a musical standpoint, from a lyrical standpoint, it's stronger.
Okay.
Thirsty, to me, was a record that, and is a record that was, the Thirsty to me is a record that was more worship-oriented.
Okay, right.
The songs, you know, were more worship and praise kind of songs, wherein, you know, the Here I Am album is more encouragement-based. It challenges you, you know. It speaks to you understanding who you are as an individual. You follow what I'm saying? That,
sure.
You know, you finding your place in God, finding your identity in God. You know, from songs like, you know, Don't Count Me Out, The Best in Me, again, He Has His Hands on You. I mean, those type of songs, you know, they're more encouragement and challenging, you know, comfort zone, you know, telling you to step out, telling you to move forward. So, you know, people try to compare the two records, and I tell them don't compare them, because, you know, if you listen close, you know, they're two different type of records.
Mm-hmm.
That really
mm-hmm.
take you to two different places, but I you know, I don't know. I think that Thirsty had its moment and its season, and I think Here I Am is going to have its moment and its season as well.
Right, that's great. Now, I was, you know, I've always known this because you've been here to preach several times. In the Hampton Roads area, especially with over there with Dr. Dwight Riddick. And I was reading your bio, and it says, preacher first, then singer. Tell us a little bit about that statement.
Well, I always tell people I'm not a singer that happens to preach, but a preacher that happens to sing, because singing is a gifting, and preaching is a calling. And I've learned that you can be gifted and anointed and still live like the devil. But in order for you to be effective in your call, you got to be tapped into the source. And the only way that you can be tapped into the source is you have to live a life that is holy and acceptable in the sight of God. So my focus is to try somehow, some way, to keep the lines of communication clear between myself and my Creator, the God of my salvation. so that I can be as effective as possible. So I never put my gift before my call. I always put my call before my gift.
That is awesome right there. So what's next for Marvin Sapp?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're doing the How Sweet the Sound choir competition, and okay. I'm really excited about that. Actually, we're going to that comes in the fall of the year, and doing a lot of spot dates and a lot of preaching. And believe it or not, my calendar is booked for the year. So it looks like we're about to open up for 2011 and
wow.
start booking for next year. So we're excited about what God has done and what God is doing and how He's blessing our ministry. So I'm just enjoying the ride.
That's fantastic. Now, in the midst of all that you're doing, you managed to receive two doctorates?
Yeah, one was honorary, one was earned.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, one was honorary. But, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, so you just kind of, you know, you just pace yourself, you know, and just try to do the very best you can to finish what you need to finish from dissertations and arguing and all that kind of stuff. So it was a ride, but I thank God it's over.
That is fantastic. You're a member of the prestigious...
You can't even say it. Don't worry.
Okay.
You can say it. Go ahead. Try. Spit it out. Go ahead.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Fraternity Incorporated. That's right. I am a noob.
Yes, you are. And you had an opportunity to speak at your annual conclave.
I did
okay.
our conclave. Yeah, I spoke at the conclave last year, and it was a highlight to my life. You know, and to be able to interact with, you know, the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi, and then also to be one of the speakers at you know, the conclave. It was just a great, great honor. So I had an awesome, awesome time fellowshipping, interacting, and looking forward to our 100th year next year, and really just celebrating 100 years in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That is fantastic. Ours is in North Carolina this year. For those who don't know, I'm a member of the prestigious Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And so we, Pastor Sapp and I share a pan-Hellenic covenant.
Bond.
So
we're
your family.
And let me say this, too. You can be saved and in a fraternity because I'm saved to the bone.
There you go. There you go. And there's a lot of brothers.
It's a lot ton of born again
yes.
believers who are part of fraternities. It is
That's
a
right.
ton of us.
Yes.
So you know, and you know, whenever we hear fraternity, immediately we think of partying and all that kind of stuff.
That's
well, shoot, I'm too old to party. Number one, and then number two, I love the Lord, and I have a sincere, strong relationship with Him. So you know, some people when they hear fraternity, you know, because they don't have a clear understanding of what the fraternal order is all about.
Wow.
They assume that, you know, the secret society kind of thing is, you know, we doing stuff that's, you know, contradictory to, you know, our beliefs. And, you know, people have tried to challenge me on it. And I just want to let them know, you know, hey, look, you know, this is something that I'm a part of and that I am committed to.
That's right.
But that commitment does not outweigh my commitment to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because Byron Cage is a noob.
Byron Cage is a Kappa. Smokey Norful is a Kappa. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Smokey Norful is a Kappa. And it's a lot of people in the gospel music industry who are part of fraternities and or sororities.
That's right. Bishop Leonard Scott, Dr. Leonard Scott, he's an Omega.
Yeah.
His son Brian. Yeah, right.
It's an Omega. Max Siegel is a Kappa.
See, what is all? See, now you're a brown skinned Kappa. What's it? All everyone else in this is like skin.
You know, There's a lot of them in this industry, man, that have pledged. And, you know, it, again, you know, it's you can be a believer, and I mean a firm believer, you know, and you know, be in a particular fraternity. I mean, Rudolph McKissick Jr. is an Omega. Oh my God. Of course, Bishop Eddie Long's a Kappa. Jamal Harrison Bryant is a Kappa.
What? Well, somebody now, you're pushing it now. You're naming all of these Kappas. You did say Rudolph.
Okay. Rudolph McKissick Jr. is an Omega. Bishop in Miami. I'm looking right at him. New Birth Baptist Church. Tall. Victor T. Curry is an Omega.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
Let me see who else. In Houston, what is his name? I'm looking right at him. He pastors Higher Dimensions in Houston, Texas, a big church in Houston. He's a part of the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship as well. He's an Omega.
I know you're talking about. I can't get his name, but I know you're talking about.
But he's an Omega. It's a lot of them out there, but a lot of people, you know, the first thing they want to do is they want to look down on it. But, you know, again, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. You named a lot of Kappas, though. I tell you that. I gotta have a. I gotta get my game. I gotta set my game up. I gotta put it out there.
The next time here lies, Jew. Here lies the problem. The problem is that crimson flow.
Oh, don't even.
I'm not gonna go there with you today. But it's not about that crimson. That, see, it's easy to be saved in a Kappa because of the crimson flow.
But our Lord and Savior is the beginning and the end. Remember that.
But you know, that crimson flow washes white as snow.
Oh, here we go. Yes.
Or washes
yes.
like cream. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I'm going to leave you alone because we can do this all day. People don't understand it, so I'm going to leave you alone.
Well, Pastor, I really appreciate it. I had a fantastic time. You made my day this here morning. And I'm looking forward to see what God has in store for you next, because I know it's something great. Pastor, thank you so much for taking time to spend with us on today. Any parting words?
Nothing other than keep listening to the Jew Joyner Show.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around
me could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? And I am him. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what I did.
Doesn't matter what I did. best in me. Everyone else around could only see the worst in me.
I wish I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
What did he see? He saw the best in me. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me for who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past this. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
It doesn't matter what I
need. What I
did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
This is Trinae, and I'm listening to the Jew Joyner Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
saints of all ages, it is now time for the together. Oh, we are gonna get our praise on. Coming to the stage is the one and only Pastor John P. Key and the New Light Community Choir.
Fire!
cute folk on your road, go on and praise God for them right now. Clap it. Hallelujah.
Woo, my oh my. That was a special headliner right there featuring Pastor John P. Key. Well, it's about that time that I get out of your way for today, but thank you so much for being in tune to the Jew Joiner Show. Really appreciate you. Really love you. You can always contact me at the Jew Joiner Show at AOL.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, Jew Joiner, Twitter at Jew Joiner, and you can hit me on my hotline, 413-200-8557. I love you to life, and there is absolutely and positively nothing you can do about it. I'm out of here. Peace.